With us right now, State Senator Jerry Petruski. First of all, the assembly is done for the year. The Senate still has a day that's coming up on the 1st. And it looks like you're going to have a full docket that day. A lot of bills. You've got, what, close to a dozen of your own in there, right?
Right.
What are we going to look for highlights on that big day of April 1st?
Well, there's a lot of things that is coming back. Some of it's cleanup. The Implements of Husbandry bill is going to get passed. Just a lot of bills that are important. There's going to be a number of bills dealing with handicap parking. A lot of veterans bills dealing with the expansions on the King Veterans Home. Also, a special grant procedure that will be put in place at the Department of Veterans Affairs dealing with helping some of our troops coming back that have PTSD problems, do counseling to work on treatment to help them deal with the issues they have left over from serving in the military in a war zone, you know.
You've been working on a couple of other issues. One of them has to do with bills to strengthen laws on child trafficking, things like that. What's happening there?
Well, it's really a handful of bills. It's Senate Bill 605 and Senate Bill 580, along with Senate Bill 160 and 161. And they're basically focusing on domestic abuse and human trafficking. The reality is a lot of these things people don't do a lot of thinking about until something happens. But Wisconsin has been, you know, a target zone for human trafficking. And these bills will make our community, I think, safer. And it's a wide range of things that they do. And there's a lot in these bills. First of all, it's put in place a procedure so that somebody that has a restraining order against them that has to return or turn in their firearms, it also puts that procedure in place for turning your firearms in, but also getting them back after the things are settled with the restraining order. Another part of one bill deals with making sure that if the firearms are going to be returned, that there is nothing that's hidden, like an involuntary mental health commitment. It's going to be a free flow of information between the Department of Justice and local law enforcement and the local court to make sure that all those things are checked and rechecked to make sure that legitimately these guns can be returned.
So I understand the way things are right now, these agencies really don't share that much information in these areas?
Right. They don't share the information. And in some counties, there's no set procedure in place. So these bills will put that in place. Another part of this is dealing with stalking. Right now, you can't get a restraining order if somebody is just stalking. And so one of the bills adds stalking behavior as an offense constituting domestic violence. You know, it increases the protection of our children, for women. These are some of the changes that are done for the restraining orders, and it just enhances that connection between victims and services. It also makes sure that law enforcement make victims aware of their legal rights and the services that are available to them, which I think is really important that officers make sure that the victims are aware of services that are available and, you know, what are their rights.
These services available to the victims or services available to law enforcement and local agencies to help the victims?
Oh, services that are available to the victims. There's a lot of nonprofits that are out there that are there to help victims. And a lot of times somebody that is a victim doesn't know that. So it's up to law enforcement to make them aware. Like I say, these are not simple bills. There's a lot of things in here. It provides a process to incorporate so that property during some human trafficking charges can be confiscated. If it was cars that were used in the commission of the crime or other property. The bill, one of them also eliminates non-consent as part of the definition of trafficking. Because if it's non-consent, then it would have to be almost like kidnapping. And in many cases, these victims are coerced into going along with this. Some of them are threatened. Some are threatened with holding back medication. Some are threatened with blackmail. They're threatened that they're going to be harmed that's going to come to their family. So getting rid of that non-consent, I think, is really important. It also allows evidence of any similar acts by the accused to be admitted in the court for pending trafficking or child sex crimes. Because up until these bills, that evidence from other crimes weren't allowed as evidence into this particular trafficking charge or domestic abuse.
Now, would that be for similar crime or any crimes?
Similar crimes.
So if someone is accused of trafficking and they have a similar charge elsewhere, then they could all be brought together before the judge at that time.
Correct. And I think that just common sense. Under a temporary restraining order right now, it can be vacated by the person if they're somebody files for a judicial substitution, the temporary restraining order can be vacated. And this bill requires that the temporary restraining order be extended through the substitution and require the new judge to hold another hearing on the temporary restraining order before it can be changed.
That would make sense for the protection of the victim right there.
Right. And likewise, the bill specifies that if a person seeks a new hearing involving the issuance of a domestic abuse, child abuse, or harassment, temporary restraining order, or injunction, the ruling made in the original hearing remains in effect until the final determination is made in the new hearing. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That carries through the continuity of keeping that victim from having contact.
Right. And then, of course, there is a provision in the bill also that is other hearings regarding children. The records of the hearing will be closed and sealed to protect the minor victims and keep their information private. Like I say, these bills aren't simple, but there is really a lot that's covered in them.
I would imagine that both sides of the legislature have had some consultation from the Department of Justice on this as well, right?
Absolutely. The Department of Justice, we've worked with them. I worked with Representative Gary Bies, with Representative Amy Loudenbeck, and Representative Jim Ott in all of these bills, putting them together and making sure that we have a wide base of support and that the Department of Justice and everybody is on board.
As you hear more and more about sex crimes and human trafficking, do you find that the local agencies back in your district are very concerned about this as well? Because we keep hearing more and more stories about these things.
Well, I think a lot of this probably came to light when the feds came in and arrested a number of people. With human trafficking in Wisconsin was one of the, well, it was the second worst state in the nation. And, I don't think that people think much about it, but it's happening. And, you know, it can be anything from just somebody being kidnapped to somebody being enticed. It could be ads that are run in magazines for modeling or whatever. I think when the feds came in, the FBI did the investigation, they saved 10 children that were rescued from child traffickers. And this was a nationwide investigation. You know, you don't think of it in your hometown, but it happens. And, you know, we just have to stay vigilant. And I think these changes in these handful of bills will dramatically, I think, help law enforcement in dealing with these crimes. And hopefully make sure that these people are punished and they won't come to Wisconsin.